Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. One firefighter was injured this morning when a house that caught fire in Camden suddenly collapsed. KYW's Connor Barkhan has more from the scene.
It's not clear exactly how the firefighter was hurt or if it was the collapse or the fire that was the cause, but we are told here on scene that the injuries are minor. This happened at what used to be a house on 6th Street near the intersection of Carl Miller Boulevard. The walls of the home fell like dominoes while crews were hitting the building with water. No one was inside the home when it collapsed. Cato lives down the street and says the building was recently renovated. He says he's seen bad fires in the neighborhood, but nothing like this before.
I've never seen it happen. I've seen it burn down, but never collapse.
Some roads near 6th Street and Carl Miller Boulevard are closed. Drivers are asked to follow temporary detour signs. In Camden, Connor Barkhan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police are investigating a double shooting in East Germantown early this morning that left one man dead and another critically wounded in the hospital. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the details.
Philadelphia police say officers and medics got to the scene on Johnson Street just off Stanton Avenue in East Germantown just before 12:30.
They found the shooting victim in the driver's seat of a GMC Yukon SUV. He was suffering from multiple gunshot wounds to his chest and torso. He was semi-conscious.
Chief Inspector Scott Small says the man is 42 years old, and they found two semi-automatic handguns on him. Authorities also found at least 11 shell casings in the street, and another car on the block was also hit with a bullet.
We believe the victim was shot outside of the vehicle and then ran into the vehicle because we found a trail of blood leading from the street to the vehicle.
While officers were on East Johnson Street, Small says a 36-year-old man shot twice in the chest was also dropped off at the hospital. He later died from his wounds, and police believe he was the second victim of the shooting. Investigators hope to use footage from police real-time cameras and private security cameras on the block to shed more light on the case. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
State lawmakers are trying to figure out how to deal with websites that allow people to bet on everything from pop culture to sports to politics. But the lawmakers say they are struggling because they say those sites operate in a federal vacuum. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
In a hearing before the State House Gaming Oversight Committee, Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board Chief Counsel Steve Cook said prediction betting platforms like Polymarket, Kalshi, and Crypto.com operate in a gray area of the Federal Commodities Exchange Act, allowing users to place bets by purchasing so-called event contracts. He says they really took off with last year's presidential election.
They got away with that, basically, and then next thing was the Super Bowl, kind of got away with that, and then March Madness and the Masters golf tournament, and then the gloves were off, and now they're everywhere.
Crypto.com says the markets have a combined more than $28 billion in volume year to date, but Cook says because they operate in what he calls a federal vacuum, they're ripe for insider trading or tampering, don't pay state taxes, and don't have to follow Pennsylvania gambling rules like age restrictions or voluntary self-exclusion lists for problem gamblers.
One attorney representing the futures industry publicly dismissed concerns for those with addictions, stating, quote, "People are adults, and they're allowed to spend their money however they want. And if they lose their shirts, that's on them."
Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not exactly outdoor dining season, but by the time the weather is more cooperative, a city council member hopes to see a lot more sidewalk cafes operating throughout the city. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Councilmember Rue Landau sponsored a bill to cut red tape around sidewalk seating by automatically allowing it in wide swaths of West, Southwest, and South Philly in the lower Northeast. Restaurants will still have to get permits, but they won't have to go to the registered community organization or to city council for encroachment ordinances and committee hearings.
It currently takes 18 to 27 months to get a couple of tables and chairs outside of your establishment. So creating more areas that can put out sidewalk seating by right will certainly cut down that time.
Landau says more dining options should make the city more welcoming to an influx of tourists expected next year. Zach Pisick of the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association says that's just one of the benefits.
Outdoor dining remains one of the most effective tools for supporting small businesses, creating vibrant neighborhoods, shaping how residents, visitors experience our city.
The bill is now on the mayor's desk. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design. Plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.